Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Pregame Show brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Boy, you want to win every game. But that was an amazing game last night, Tito, especially in the American League. A run in the first inning, and that's enough to win a ball game, or in this case, for the Indians, lose.
You know, third hitter of the game, Sano, who's been really a force, hits an opposite field solo home run, and it holds up. And, you know, it hurts because, you know, Tomlin pitched his heart out, and he pitched really well. We just couldn't get much going. The one inning we did, you know, we got the bases loaded, Edward lined out. But that was really our only legitimate chance, and you got to give yourself more chances than that.
But how about Josh Tomlin? You talked yesterday in the pregame show, the starters need to get consistent. Well, boy, he's given you back-to-back outings that are top shelf.
It's nice to see him do that. You know, his first handful, three or four starts weren't JT. Now, as we're gotten into May, he's really settled down. You know, his ERA is going to be up there for a while. He's mentally strong enough to handle that. And when you see him pitching the way he is, getting deep into a game, man, that's a good feeling. And he deserves it. I mean, we've talked so many times about his character and things like that, but it's nice to see him pitch like that.
You know, a year ago at this time, Tito, the Twins were something like 8-25, whatever. Their season was basically over before they even got to the first holiday of the summer. And now here they are, a game ahead of you in first place in the division. And one of the real stories that maybe people aren't talking much about in the game is Miguel Sano. We heard so much about him. They tried him in right field last year. They put him back at third base. You know, we've seen it here. It's amazing when young people start to get it.
You know what? And you know, we talk so many times about you need to be patient sometimes. Because not that you know, but when you don't know exactly, you better be patient. And it looks like their patience with him is paying off. This kid is a force at the plate. He's starting to, you can see, even during batting practice, you can see his maturities, hits the ball the other way. Now he hits it into the seats the other way. But a lot like Miguel Cabrera, that approach, man, when you're that big and strong and you can use the whole field, that gives you a chance to really do some damage.
All right. Today, of course, the Indians and Twins go at it again, and you're going to see Jose Berríos, and he'll go up against Mike Clevinger. Now, Clevinger did a pretty darn good job his first time out, and, you know, we've seen Berríos a couple of times. They think he's got a chance to be a star.
And I agree. Sometimes, you know, when a young kid's not ready to command, and that's what happened to him last time. He didn't command his fastball with us, and he got in trouble. His stuff is really good, and you can see why they like him. You know, he's got more time under his belt now. For our sake, I hope he's not commanding his fastball. But you can see why they like him because of his stuff.
Well, and Clevinger has stuff too. And you talked the last time, command of the fastball. It's amazing how we're talking about the same thing with young pitchers.
I would probably not be too far off that whoever commands the ball today better probably it certainly gives themselves the best chance to win because both guys have very similar stuff.
Tito, when you look at Mike Clevinger, is he a starter long-term in your mind? I mean, because he's got such a great arm. You look at him and you think he could be used a lot of ways.
Well, I agree with that. He's got three major league pitches. So that says – and he's got a good body and he should be able to be a good major league starter. Now, if that at some point, whether it's out of necessity with us or he's just – ever not doing one of the things, you know, he could be a really good bullpen guy too. It could go a number of ways, but you never want to bail on a guy starting because if you got a guy you think can give you 200 innings, that's really, really valuable.
I thought before we let you go, it was kind of interesting now. Santana last night, Irvin, said to Edwin Encarnacion that after he hit that bases loaded bullet to center field, hey, it looks like you're trying to do too much. Isn't that interesting?
Well, and again, I think people probably forget, but a lot of these guys are friends. You know, they've grown up together. They work out together in the Dominican and things like that. And yeah, they're competing against each other, but they actually know each other pretty well too. And yeah, it's funny. And I think it's human nature. Edwin is gonna hit. He's shown flashes. when he gets hot. Like, I know I've said it, but our team will have a different gear, and we're looking forward to that.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Twins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.